But I think what's really taking place, it creates a degree of indignation and anger between sexes. And I think Catherine Deneuve wrote a really good piece on this, and she put it right on the point. Yes, it's maybe crude for a man to make a sexist remark, but in a way, it also goes along with the human nature, where any kind of contact, if you know, whether it's wanted or not, it has to be resolved on personal basis versus some kind of degree of institutional solution that almost smacks of imposition of the state law and rules on personal relationships. And Slavoj Žižek, which is a really interesting philosopher, happens to be a Marxist, has really kind of touched on this subject several years ago in one of his lectures, stating that if the neoliberal order, if it's going to be actually going to the degree of enforcing itself on relationship between humans, that it's going to be quote unquote some type of degree of new apartheid, that it's not going to be neither good for both sexes, and it's ultimately is going to poison relationship between men and women. You know, there's apps right now, and I'm not
But
making
why is
that up.
it, why is that related to neoliberalism? Is the you,
Because
yeah.
neoliberalism means to divide and rule, to commoditize everything, including human relationships. And this commodification, which doesn't appears to be apparent, it's also in it kind of
But isn't that
it's
what
kind of.
the neoliberals will say about other systems, like the other, like the about socialism?
Yeah, but I think in the degree, even socialism, even communism, to degree, even fascism under Nazi Germany, did of course they did try to always interfere with the personal reproductive styles of people
Exactly.
or choices. However, there was always a sort of a privacy, unspoken rule of privacy, where people at their own homes should be kind of left alone to be dealing with their own stuff. You know, and what's really taking place is this quote unquote formalization of the invasion of the neoliberalism into the private sphere. And I'll give you an example.
But is that a consequence of neoliberalism that
I think it
is
is.
now? Well, we see, for example, there's a law now in Sweden that is, I mean, you're going there soon, so that's going to be interesting as well, which tries to regulate sexual contacts, actually.
Yes, and actually, I saw an app the other day. Somebody showed me that actually, for people who go on a date to have an agreement with disclaimers to have sex beforehand. I mean, it's regrettable. I think, you know, I'm looking at this not necessarily as an economic historian, but I'm looking at this more like a sociologist and also humanist. Žižek touched about this. I think it's really important. We have in our country now, we have dating services for very wealthy people. And one of the slogans I saw, it was a couple of years ago, back maybe 2 years ago, is that get in love without falling into it, which means it's a service which kind of matches people almost with the precision of the algorithm on a variety of different levels, taking any kind of degree of human feeling, such as being hurt, going for turbulence, and you know, falling in love. It's basically falling in love without falling in love. You know, it's almost like sort of a kind of matchmaking service that matches you technologically on an algorithm base without any kind of degree of human experience that's required. And I think it's really sad, to be honest, just from a humanistic standpoint, to be in a situation where that as a human being, you're going to be take you'll be going to get some of the life experiences that are necessary of building a relationship with another person will be taken away because that person's going to be perfectly suited for you. You know, it's sad because I think part of the humanity, it requires pain, maybe re requires betrayal to not only make yourself wise, but also be more human in some ways. And if you're going to be in a situation where those issues will be taken away from you, I think there's just something missing. Maybe I'm just too much of a hopeless romantic here, but I.
So, and is that a neoliberal thing because corporations see a potential opportunity in it? And
Absolutely.
yeah.
It commodifies everything, including commodifying human experience. So it's because obviously this type of service will not be available for people who are starving and poor in the third world who are making $20 a month. So obviously this is going to be something that's going to be available to for the wealthy, and maybe later on
Okay,
technology.
but so the poor people can still lead a romantic life.
Yeah, so that's, we can. So actually, we're going to be told that we're lucky. That actually, we are very wealthy in our romantic exceptionalism, and we can feel sorry for those wealthy people. How about that? So this is really I know it's sort of very unusual way to look at it from a didactic materialistic point of view, but I this is sad, I think.